Namaskar. Hello and welcome to P Guru's channel. I'm your host, Sri Iyer. Joining me is Sumit Peerji. Ask Sumit. You can send in all your questions on any topic and Sumit will answer those for you. But today, first we start by what is happening in Canada. But first, let's welcome Sumit Peer and also viewers. For some reason, today YouTube is not sending out notifications for our program. So please like this video so that we can drive some traffic towards this program. Thanks once again. And Sumitji, Ram Ram, Namaskar, how are you?
Ram Ram, Namaskar, Jai Siaram, all good and fine, sir. Barikrava of Lord Mahakal and Yuvashirwar, and my Sadhuvar and Pranam to all the viewers.
Thank you so much, Sumitji. So, see, this is getting a little interesting now. Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, goes for a meeting and then Khalistan slogans are chanted there. Now, typically, this is not done. This has got nothing to do with Canada and you don't do this. But, you know, people are used to painting outside the lines. This has become a habit now. What do you think Justin Trudeau should have done? Jastinder Singh Trudeau should have done?
Sir, in the name of Bhagwan Sri Ganesha, let's do the Sri Ganesha of today's vlog. It's on the onset, it's a very important issue because it talks about what they have been persistently denying, and we have been persistently driving the point home that in Canada there is a state sponsorship patronage to terrorism and to all separatist forces. Look, he went there to celebrate some Khalsa Day, you know, and he says Vahe Guru Ji Di Fateh, which is perfectly fine, good, we support that. But after that, suddenly there are people who are kept in the crowd who are saying Khalistan Zindabad, Khalistan Zindabad, Khalistan Zindabad, and Justin Trudeau is laughing. He is enjoying the moment. Usually, when you are such moment, you will usually look to somebody, you will point to somebody, you will say somebody like, you know, what is this? This man is enjoying the moment. It is working to a plan. And if you see the one, there was one video on the social media, he goes and bows to the Granth Sahib, takes the blessings. And by the time he takes the blessings of the Granth Sahib and is coming to the podium or the dais, that by that time, the Khalistan Zindabad slogan start, and the people who are supporting him or who are standing next to him are all ministers are possibly of Sikh origin, and they have their MPs who are also come in there. So the point here is he could have objected. He could have said no. And without his consent, I don't think anybody could have dared to do this, because at the end of the day, he's the Prime Minister of Canada. How can you do this in a Prime Minister's speech when it is and it is not a Chunavi rally, so-called, you know, somebody randomly will come and start somewhere. And if you look at the video carefully, there are around 10 to 15 people who are kept very near to the stage. They are not shown, but their voice is kept at a distance where it can enter the mics. Usually, if somebody is, let's say, 500 meters away, 300 meters away, his voice will not or her voice will not enter the mic. So what you have done, you have kept those people very near to the dais. You know, he will, when he takes the blessings of the Granth Sahib, when he moves to the stage, dais, you have around half a minute to 1 minute. In that minute, to the precise precision and clock synchrony, Khalistan Zindabad, Khalistan Zindabad, you know, slogans start coming up. And Mr. Trudeau does not object. So that means it was all orchestrated. The people were kept, their distance with the mic was, you know, known. They were told when to start, they were told when to end, you know, because in between there's a 1 minute. And this is now clockwork. This is not random work. This is not freedom of expression. This is political patronage to it. Because why? Because when you know, look, when Justin Trudeau will be doing this address, so what will happen is this will be covered by a lot of national and international media. On that event, on that thing, you in a time of around 35 seconds to 1 minute, you carefully push in your agenda. So it is not some rally, it is not somewhere in thousands of people have gathered and all. It's not even a protest, it's not even a square. So how can Prime Minister's events have separatist agendas being run on that? That is the question. And exactly that is why the Deputy High Commissioner was summoned by India, by MEA, and he was strongly told that this is not acceptable, and which means you are giving space to these anti-India forces, to separatist forces, and you are not objecting to it. Now, if it happens on the street of Canada, you can still say, we don't know. It happens in a Gurdwara, you say, okay, we don't control Gurdwaras. It happens in some crazy referendum, right? You say, oh, freedom of expression. But in a political event of the Prime Minister of Canada, neither it's a political rally, neither it's a referendum, neither it's a political event, neither it's a roadside event. it's a Government of Canada's event. So can we say that the Government of Canada has started officially supporting Khalistan? And Bharat slams in, you know, has really slammed Canada for that. And it's not the first time Canadian High Deputy High Commission has been summoned. It has happened a couple of times before. But these people don't seem to learn the lessons. They are doing it again and again and again. Now, the question which you will ask me, Sri sir, why, what next? What can we do? We have to really wait and watch. If Canada doesn't change its ways and we see these people are again up to the same old tactics and tricks, we have option. Look, we can also have a Quebec referendum in India. We can have a government of exile of Quebec in India. We can also give a kind of a recognition to some Quebec bodies here. And let India also officially support Quebec and support Quebec referendum. India must pick up the issue of what happened to those re-engineering colleges. You know, in Canada, there have been those schools wherein the native Canadians were bought for 125 years and their literal ethnic cleansing was done. There are mass graves of kids where we have found 2,000 kids, 3,000 kids at their age between 3 to 5. They've been buried there. So we have to take up those issue of mass graves. We have to take that issue to the United Nations. We have to take that issue to the UNHRC, and we have to take about how the ethnic cleansing of natives were done, because they were got to those, what China calls now engineering camps. They were told to grooming schools, where we'll teach you how to become gentlemen, and basically we'll convert you to Christianity and Western way of life. So how the land was taken away from them, and how Canada is becoming a hotbed of terror. And let me remind you, sir, till that this date, Canada has not been able to give us one shred of evidence of so-called killing of so-called Niger by Indian RAW. There is not even a shred of evidence. That means, except agenda and except canards and except running propaganda, now Canada has become so desperate that it is doing. There is a playwright writer who writes a script how to infuse Khalistani agenda into the agenda of the Prime Minister of Canada. If this is not state-sponsored support, if it is not government support, if it is not blatant support to Khalistan, what else do we call it? This is what has to be called out. And I think for all the people who are living in Canada and all the people who are doing business with Canada, you have to see. Because I have not seen this thing happen before. Usually here and there some slogans might come up. That's okay. But usually in a Prime Minister's rally, we have not seen such slogans come up. This is a worrisome sign, for sure. But India has done what it had to do. And having said that, while Canada keeps on accusing India on X, Y, Z and all, India is currently countering Canada with the proof, with the videos, with the things happening. So should we conclude that Canada is sponsoring Khalistan officially? If Justin Trudeau has so much of sympathies for Khalistan, you see 90% of the Canada is inhabited. Nobody lives there. Why don't you cut a piece of land, say 10-20% of the Canada, and make it the Khalistan? And let's see if this Khalistan idea works there. And Mr. Trudeau, let me also tell you, Khalsa means pure. And Khalistan and Khalsa has nothing to do. This is the agenda which is run by some of your cronies. This is the agenda which is run by some of your cronies on the behest of ISI. You are trying to, you know, you're trying to destabilize India. You're trying to give those anti-India forces an opportunity in your land, political patronage. But remember, Mr. Theodore, that we also have an option to do the same. It's not India should do the same or India would do the same. But India as a nation holds the right to do the same if we think it helps our national interest. Then that point of time, don't cry. And if you're a part of G7 country, or if you're part of any Western alliance, your claim to fame cannot be your power. You are the neighbor of United States of America. You are the 52nd state of United States of America. Or you are just very close to America. That's what your claim to fame is. And Mr. Trudeau, let me remind you, your father had very good relations with Fidel Castro. Your father has very good relations with the Chinese Communist Party. You seem to work with all the separatist elements across the world, left-leaning separatist elements. And now it seems that your country has very good relations with ISI. Your country has very good relations with Khalistanis, because ISI's agenda or project is Khalistan. But if you come back to India, there's nothing called Khalistan. There is not one Khalistani in India. So where does this all come from? So how come your Canada has all such elements and they're very close to you? Can we say that the Khalistan has infiltrated and Khalistanis have infiltrated your government? That is the question we must be asking him. Now, this is the only government in the world wherein a separatist organization has infiltrated the government is running the Canada. If this is how the Canada is going to be run, God save the Canada. And after some time, we'll not know who all are there in Canada and what all is going to happen in Canada. This begs another question. Is Canada safe for business? Is Canada safe for immigration? Is Canada safe for living? Because if these things are happening in the open, if a plumber is carrying AK-47, I'm just referring to Niger, and if a plumber start carrying AK-47s and all those things happen, so this is a gruesome cause of worry for the internal security of Canada. And let me remind you, the Baloch activist who was killed in Canada, you have no head and tail of that. Today, MSS, that is Chinese intelligence, British intelligence, and ISI, they are operating at will in Canada, Toronto, Montreal, wherever. Even the KGB operates. Now, KGB has a new name. So all these people are operating at will in Canada, and you seem to be headless about this. So what I see, Srisar, Canada is slowly getting into a very bad state of affairs. There is no governance there. And honestly, with these kind of things happening in the open forums and in government rallies of the Prime Minister, I think it is more worrying for the Canada than us, because Mr. Theodore, remember one thing. Even if you have 5-10 people shouting slogans there, you can't move a brick here. We know how to handle these things. We know how to handle these issues. And I also know why this time these Khalistanis did not show their face. I'll tell you why. Because if they would have shown the face, we would have identified them. We would have identified them. The UAPA will come. After UAPA, we'll attach all their properties. We'll attach all their farmland. We will cancel their passports, visas, if they're, or their OIC cards or PIO cards. So when we will cancel all these things, that is why now you see that this time there's a change in modus operandi. Right, unknown. There's no change in modus sovereignty. They are not showing their face. That means something India is doing is working right. But what I know for sure, if Canada wanted, if Justin Trudeau wanted, he would have not allowed that. I think, sir, it was pinpoint accuracy and programming. This means Canada has degenerated to a altogether low level now, and India-Canada relations will take a kind of beating after this incident, because now this is getting officially official. And India will do whatever it has to do in its own national interest and national security. India, in my opinion, personal opinion, I don't represent government of India. I have no brief from government of India. But I believe in my personal opinion, as India, as a nation of 1.4 billion people, we have all the options open. That Canada and Canadians must remember, you know, including these Khalistanis, that if you think India is a sting duck, or you can run this propaganda and you can disrupt the elections, because I also see it when you are doing this during the time when the elections are on in India, you are trying to disrupt the elections. You are trying to bring an issue to the international forum, which does not exist. You are simply telling there is an obsession, there's an oppression happening, there's something called Khalistan, there's something called India is trying to push and push under the heels mercilessly. Well, there is nothing like that here. You know it well. We know it well. Your ISI knows it well, and the actors which you hire, I don't know, $150 per day or whatever, they also know it well. But the challenge is that your tendency by DNA is to work with separatist forces. You are highly, your father was highly influenced by Fidel Castro. You are highly influenced by people like Jagmeet Singh and all. You are highly influenced by these Pakistanis. So many Pakistanis have infiltrated your police, your administration. Now, Pakistanis are running madrasas which get funding from Pakistan, and after you recognize them, and they are able to get admissions in the Canadian universities on scholarship, because a madrasa gives them a super fine marks, and then when they graduate or masters or whatever they do post graduation, then they are able to infiltrate your government. So your police, your government stands infiltrated by today people who are sympathetic to ISI, Pakistan, and Khalistan. That is how your Canada is run. And you have not answered about the genocide which you and your ancestors were carrying for 125 years. Now, September 30th is a day which you recognize for that. But did you apologize for that genocide? No. Did you apologize for those mass graves? No. Did you apologize for the ethnic cleansing of natives? No. And when the truckers, our brothers and sisters who run truckers business in Canada, when they did a strike, you called them national emergency. You froze their bank accounts. You sent the cavalry. That is about you, Justin Trudeau. You are a hypocrite. You are an opportunist. You are an person who are like a weathercock who will align with any way the wind weather goes. Your brand of politics is same that as Rahul Gandhi's brand of politics. Sorry, I didn't want to draw this comparison. But only thing is, Rahul Gandhi could never make it to power, and you could make it to power. And what is your claim to power? What is your claim to fame? You are Senior Trudeau's son. Pierre Trudeau's son. Failed actor. Failed warner. A failed businessman. Now you want to be a successful prime minister. God save Canada, God save you, and let me tell you before leaving. You and your agendas and your Khalistanis won't be able to move a brick here. Modi ji is coming back on 4th June, and it will be ab ki bar 400 par, absolute majority, which means absolute power, and which means we will have the people's mandate, 1 billion people's mandate to do whatever keeps our native land safe and whatever keeps my life and my 1.4 billion fellow nations' life safe. We have all the options open. Namaskar.
Thank you so much, Sumit. And let's now take a look at some of the questions that are coming in. We have a fair amount of questions already. Let's start with the questions, please. Magnet Rangaji wants to know, after Lal, Canada seems very active again. Is it because of elections here or is there any other reason? Are there other countries supporting and collaborating with Canada?
Ranga sir, namaskar. I believe, sir, if you look at this event and if you look at the timing of this event, I was trying to narrate the whole issue to you so that you could kind of make an inference. The idea here is that, you know, during the election time, when the elections are happening here, if you start the issue like this, it sends messages to the international community, something wrong in India. Oh, there is this Khalistan which has not happened. The Sikhs are being oppressed here, you know, and this also talks about tacit support to it, because if I'm laughing and giggling and trying to, you know, let it go, and when the Deputy High Commission was summoned, then Canada should have issued a notification. No, it didn't happen. It was not planned. We condemn such things. You're not condemned. You're not apologized. You're not given the clarification. That means there's a tacit support. Now, why should there be a tacit support for such a ghost? There is nothing called Khalistan. It is the project of Pakistan. Why? Because this election season here, and you want to somehow interfere in the elections of India. Now, how can you interfere? Now, if you go up a snowy mountain and start shouting, nobody's going to listen to you. So what will you do? You will try to bring in this Khalistan and get media attention, get media bites, and try to send a message. Oh, there's this problem of Khalistan, which is simmering in India, and Prime Minister Modi has with the iron fist, you know, suppressed this. These are all theatrics and optics which diplomatic people create. And I think we could also see it, Ranga sir, as I said in my monologue earlier, as an interference with our election process. And this is not happening by one country. There are a lot of countries here doing it. And if you look at the full Western media has lost its papa. You know what does that mean? Because they have lost the sense. They have forgotten their countries. What they're only bothered about, how BJP is going to destroy the country, how Prime Minister Modi is a very cruel leader, how India is a fascist Hindu Rashtra and all that. All their guns are blazing at one agenda. But with every passing day, we are reaching 4th June. And after 4th June, Jai Mata Di.
Next one, please. Pawan Kishore wants to know, doctored videos hurting BJP in Telangana, worrying traditional supporters. Clear communication and outreach efforts needed to rebuild trust. Can BJP revive? Do you see any cause of concern?
I will tell you one thing, sir. Pawanji, yes, I have seen the doctor video of Amit Shahji. Now, you see what it talks about. Now, we are going to talk about it, and we will talk it about on the TV, we'll talk about the YouTube, we'll talk everywhere. Now, you see, today we know it's a doctored video, right? But the challenge here is that you see how desperate the opposition is. Even in Telangana, as I've been telling you, the tally will be much better than what was last time. So they are fearing that in Telangana, it might not be a smooth sail. And let me remind you, sir, in Telangana, you know, there are two sets of thoughts. Is it a Congress government or is it a Revanth Reddy government? Because a lot of people talk it's a Revanth Reddy government. Huh? There's a difference between a Congress government and a Revanth Reddy government. Revanth Reddy was an ex-BJP guy. Huh? He was an ex-RSS guy. So when things can change, when things can turn, this is also quite a possibility. This tells us that these guys are really worried and rattled seeing how the things are shaping up. So we have to only expose that the video is fake. We have to talk about the video is fake. We have to go on talking about it so that we are able to counter this fake video and all such videos which might come up in the near future. It's very important to counter the source, not the object.
Next one, please. Karthik Vishwanathan wants to know, what is the effect of Ravanna 6 video leak? This is in Karnataka.
Oh, well, I am not aware of this. Are you aware? I am not seeing this.
I think they have suspended him from JDS. He's a JDS candidate, I think. And looks like there was a video leak of his, and they have temporarily suspended him, or they have suspended, JDS has suspended him from the party. But nomination ho gaya nahi ho, I think that is already over. I don't know what's going to happen there.
These issues need to be dealt seriously, because in public life, the people who are in public life, in public life, you cannot compromise on ethics, character, morals. You know, as a private life, you know, if anybody has, you are entitled to do whatever you are. But the people in public life, with authority comes a lot of responsibility, because people look up to you. So if such things happen, you know, I think an adequate action must be taken against everybody, because that will set a precedent for others. If suspension or termination, whatever it is, Revana, grandson of Devegowda, has fled to Germany. Yes, BGBG. Achha, he is the grandson of Mr. Devegowda, right? And he has fled to Germany. He has a BGBG. I think it doesn't matter whose grandson you are or whose son you are. If this is true, and if this is something which has happened, I think the person should take the moral responsibility and quit politics on his own and quit public life on his own, because you can't be in public life and doing all this. That is my personal take on it, whoever you may be.
Next one. Oh, RGB16 wants to know. No. Previous one. Sorry. We haven't done this one. Yeah. Sorry. Namaskar, sir. Shouldn't India develop its own end-to-end encrypted messaging service for government-related docs exchange? All the government officers use WhatsApp, including Supreme Court. Isn't this national security risk?
RGB116G, namaskar to you. What I think personally, sir, yes, the time has come. We have to develop our own encryption. Let me tell you, when it comes to military, right, usually when the equipment comes from US, there's something called as a FIPS 142 encryption, which US military uses. Now there are higher versions available. FIPS 142 was the basic. Now, there are this 26-bit encryption, there are 256-bit encryption, there are various layers and types of encryptions available. Now, what happens when equipment comes to India usually? We have our own encryptions, which are built by Bharat Electronics and which are built by some PSUs. They write over and above that. Usually what happens, it slows the application. It slows the application. So the accelerators are used to, so that slowing, because of the encryption, has to pass through one more box or one more layer. So those accelerators are used. So if you talk of Bharat, we fundamentally have military-grade encryptions which are proprietary, and they're fantastic. We put them over and above the proprietary encryptions which come in various equipment. So in military, we use our own encryption. I want to clear you that. We are not depending on any Firang encryption. We use them, but over and above that, we keep our own encryption, which makes it very, very resilient. You must have not seen a military network being breached so far. That is point number one. So us coming specifically to the question, sir, we have the capability. It's a matter of time that if we want to even get it into commercial brand communications like WhatsApp and all. And then also we should have, time has come, we should also have a special browser, which should be only used for, you know, government work and, government-based applications. WhatsApp is throwing tantrums because they are trying to save our, you know, encryption is sacrosanct. We don't give it to anybody. But as per my information, when I talk to some cyber experts who are my friends, they said WhatsApp is not very safe. According to them, it's all hawks. It's not very safe at all. Yes, answering your question specifically, there is a security risk. Because if WhatsApp is not safe, WhatsApp is not willing to cooperate. So, you know, they are not willing to cooperate. It's not they are very ethical and loyal, because they keep this word property. They want to say it's a fortress which cannot be breached. But practically, WhatsApp is not that fortress which cannot be breached. There are a lot of people who have breached WhatsApp, I know, and I have spoken to. But these all things don't come in open domain. But the point I'm trying to make, yes, for even public messaging and even for the government messaging, we should have our own encryption. Why I refer to the military part? Because, sir, we have that with us. It's only a matter of tweaking. It might take a few months. I think, in my opinion, the quantum of work, I see 3 to 6 months, we can have it up and running if we want, if the government of India decides. I think that's why WhatsApp, I think in one of our last episodes, somebody asked me a question. WhatsApp is asking, we'll leave. I say, let them leave with Insta and Facebook or pack the complete bag and leave, or corporate or leave. That's the two options you have. You can't dictate terms to us. When it comes to national security, nobody can dictate terms to us.
Next one, please. Nirav, thank you so much. Sumit ji, 1947 mein agar mazhab ke naam pe partition hua, to wo log India mein kyun rahe aur unka mulk Islamic mulk ko ho sakta hai, to hamara mulk Hindu mulk kyun nahi?
देखिए नीरव जी, आई डोंट नो इफ यू अंडर हिंदी और इंग्लिश,
गो अहेड हिंदी में बोलिए बात, कोई प्रॉब्लम
नहीं। अच्छा, नीरव जी को हिंदी में बोलते हैं। नीरव जी नमस्कार। देखिए ये आपने बड़ा अच्छा प्रश्न उठाया है, क्योंकि भाई साहब हम ना एक हमने एक सेकुलरिज्म का पट्टी बांध रखी थी आंखों पे, नेहरूवियन सेकुलरिज्म, जो सेकुलरिज्म एक तरह के वोट बैंक को कल्टीवेट करता था, एक तरह की लेफ्ट लीनिंग विचारधारा को कल्टीवेट करता था। इस देश में संभावना और इस देश का दुर्भाग्य ये रहा है, अगर आप बोलेंगे मैं हिंदू हूं उसको कम्युनल माना जाएगा, अगर मुसलमान बोलेगा मैं मुसलमान हूं उसको सेकुलर माना जाएगा। इस्लामिक रिपब्लिक ऑफ पाकिस्तान हो सकता बट हिंदू रिपब्लिक ऑफ हिंदुस्तान नहीं हो सकता। ये नेहरू जी हमें सौगात दे गए हैं कि भाई ऐसा होगा। मोदी जी के आने के बाद चीजें बदली है। वैसे भी सेकुलर और सोशलिस्ट हमारे कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन में बैकडोर दरवाजे से डाला गया। और आपको दो चीजें बता दूं जो आपके लिए जानकारी के लिए बहुत अच्छी होंगी। देखिए मेरे भाई, रिजर्वेशन जो है हर जगह है, हर गवर्नमेंट संस्थान में है। दो गवर्नमेंट संस्थान ऐसे हैं जहां ये रिजर्वेशन नहीं है, जहां इस रिजर्वेशन को निकाला गया था। कौन से ऐसे दो धार्मिक संस्थान है? एक है जामिया मिलिया इस्लामिया, एक है अलीगढ़ मुस्लिम यूनिवर्सिटी। वहां बोला कि जो एससी एसटी हमारे भाई है, दलित भाई है, इनकी जो रिजर्वेशन होती थी इसको भी निकाला गया, जबकि ये गवर्नमेंट फंडेड है। दो केवल सरकारी संस्थान ऐसे हैं जिनमें से रिजर्वेशन को लगाया नहीं गया, बट ऐसे गवर्नमेंट ने तब के कांग्रेस शासन प्रशासन को कन्विंस किया भाई हम मुसलमान हैं, हम इतने पिछड़े हैं, हम इतने बैकवर्ड हैं कि आप हमारे इन इंस्टीट्यूशनों में रिजर्वेशन हटा दो, यानी कि वहाँ केवल मुसलमानों की पढ़ाई हो, बाकी किसी धर्म के लोगों की वहाँ जगह नहीं है, और दैट गवर्नमेंट फंडेड। इसे कहते हैं तुष्टिकरण की राजनीति। तुष्टिकरण की राजनीति भारत में जो इतने साल से अनफॉर्चुनेटली डिबैकल हुआ, इन त्रासदियाँ हुई है, उसका कारण यही विचारधारा है। मेरा मानना है कि भारत हिंदू राष्ट्र था, है और रहेगा। हाँ, हमारा कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन सेकुलर होता था, क्योंकि जब नया पार्लियामेंट बना है तो मेरे सुनने में आया था जो कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन की नई कॉपी छपी उसमें सेकुलर और सोशलिस्ट वर्ड नहीं है। आपको याद होगा अधीर रंजन चौधरी जी ने थोड़ा शोर मचाने की कोशिश की थी, पर एकदम चुप हो गए। मैं तो कई बार कहता हूँ अधीर रंजन चौधरी जी को, सर जरा सुप्रीम कोर्ट में केस ले जाइए ना, तो एक बार में ही फैसला हो जाए। ये सेकुलर और सोशलिस्ट नाम का जो शब्द आपने बैकडोर में डाले थे उनको टोटल निकाला जाएगा। भारत हिंदू राष्ट्र होना चाहिए, मेरा पूर्ण समर्थन है इस बात का। नमस्कार, अगला प्रश्न लेते हैं सचिन भाई।
एक सेकंड ना, आई वांटेड टू शो समथिंग, दिखाई दे रहा है लोगों को? कैन समबडी से इफ यू कैन सी दिस?
आई कैन सी दिस सर।
हाँ, तो इंटरेस्टिंग थिंग क्या है, मोतीलाल नेहरू का विकी पेज है यहाँ पर। अब आई थिंक आफ्टर दिस दे विल टेक दिस थिंग आउट, बट टिल देयर आई वांटेड टू शो यू, सी व्हाट इज द नेम ऑफ मोतीलाल नेहरूस फादर। He is a posthumous son of Gangadhar Nehru, and during the Sepoy Mutiny of 1857, Gangadhar Nehru was the Kotwal or police officer of Delhi. Remember I told you that they think his name was actually Ghiyasuddin Ghaus, and that he became Gangadhar Nehru between Delhi and Agra.
Sir, anything is possible. We got the only thing what you can never say no to India is the science of possibilities. I will not call it art. I will call it the science of possibilities. You can never say no to a possibility. When somebody tells me something, I will never say nahi yaar ye nahi ho sakta. Oh, except somebody tells me yeah, Modi ji is corrupt or he is anti-India and all that, I'll say no. Minus that, with such all things associated with Congress and all, if there is a possibility, sir, Shri sir, we can never say a no to a possibility. That you can't do it.
Next one, please. Jaygopal Venkatraman wants to know, Namaskar Sumit ji, what further action Bharat is required to do against Canada at this juncture?
Jaygopalan ji, Namaskar to you, sir. There are a couple of things what we can do, and I have proposed in various my media interactions. First thing is a Quebec referendum. We can organize a Quebec referendum. If they give me the job, I'll do it in 2 weeks. So that is Quebec referendum. And I volunteer to do it. Quebec referendum. Second is, we should recognize, like we for Tibetans, where we have a government in exile in India, we can have a government of exile here. Third thing is that we should give these bodies some kind of entity and some kind of a space in New Delhi so that they can come and do their chota mota job or whatever they want to do. If some technical and moral support needs to be given to them, we should give it to them. All these people who are involved remotely with Khalistan, their OIC or PIO card has to be cancelled. their passports, if they're Indian origin, have to be cancelled. Their property has to be attached. And you have to start imposing tariffs on import of Canadian goods into India. The visa process has to be lengthened, right, after due scrutiny. These, if you do these four or five things, and we have to take up one thing issue. How the ethnic cleansing of natives of Canada was done by the Canadians for 125 years, 120 years. What about the mass graves of children which have been found? We have to talk about that in UNHRC and world over. And we have to talk about how Khalistan is getting a space in the government of Canada officially. And we have to talk about how, because our Sikh brothers and sisters were treated when they tried to do a hartal for the protest of their right, for the protection of their rights. A national emergency imposed, their trucks confiscated, their bank accounts frozen. This is the reality of Justin Trudeau. I told you he's a hypocrite of first hand. These 8-9 points, if we can work on, you know, anything, if 3, 4, 5, or 9, if government chooses, that should be good enough rebuttal. Because, sir, the pain needs to be felt. I'll tell you, in UP era, these disposable jihadis, I call them disposable jihadis of Pakistan, because Pakistan doesn't care if they live and die. These disposable jihadis used to come, right? Now we'll kill 10, 20, 5, 10. Pakistan doesn't matter. Theek hai, it's okay. I'll send more. Because remember, you know how much of money Srisar was given to Kassab's father? The same money, I did a Google search, and I've told Pakistanis several times this on various interactions. They were wanting me to come on PTV today. I said, sorry, I'm not interested yet. Go to hell. Now, they gave this amount of money, let's say it's is same what you get for a good healthy bakra or a goat. A good quality goat, let's say it costs 2 lakh Pakistani rupees, 2 lakh were given to Kassab's father. So in the cost of a bakra, in the cost of a goat, if you can get a full-fledged jihadi, it was peanuts for Pakistan. But what changed the paradigm? No, you kill them as many as you want. It doesn't matter to them. When you hit Balakot, when you did the Uri, when you took problems to their doorstep, that is what I have been advocating on media. We have to take the problem to the doorstep of the general sahab, colonel sahab, right? And when it starts hitting them, when their lives become vulnerable, then only this shit will stop. And exactly after Balakot Uri, and God bless the unknown gunmen, I don't know who they are, and we have nothing to do with them. And after that, you see, they are shitting in their pants because now the implications have reached their door. So, you know, condemning is okay. It doesn't matter to them when they start paying the price of it. Why didn't these Khalistanis show their face today? I'm telling you, they're shit scared because we'll cancel their cards, we'll cancel their passports, and we'll put a UAP, confiscate their properties. They know we'll do it. That is why they didn't want to come in the open forum. So the cost of penalty has to be on the source of the trouble. If we have that doctrine, these all things can be controlled, in my opinion. Jai Gopal, sir. Jai Gopal.
Thank you so much. Next question, please. Chaitanya Takle wants to know, will Raghav Chadda seek political asylum in Canada?
Chaitanya ji, Jai Shri Ram, Namaskar. Well, I don't know, sir, but Mr. Chadda has not come back, and looking at the trouble Aam Aadmi Party is in, and looking at the setbacks they are getting in the legal system, one after one. People are contemplating, people are doubting, and this is a possibility. Something like this cannot be ruled out. And if this happens, I think you and me and Srisar, we won't be surprised at all. And I think our viewers won't be surprised at all. We will be rather expecting than waiting.
Next one, please. Thank you, Thought Provocator. Sad thing, West have branded Sikhs as Khalistanis.
Excellent point, Thought Provocator ji. Namaskar to you. Yes, this is again a ploy. This is again a plot to kind of brand all the Sikhs at Khalistanis. You have made a brilliant point. You hit the nail on the head. Congratulations. I have been always shouting one thing. You know, India has seen one after another Sikh hero. Bhagat Singh, Kuldeep Singh Chandpuri, Nirmaljeet Singh Sekhu, we had Vikram Singh Ji. We had so many of them, Kuldeep Singh Chandpuri, right? I can keep on counting and counting and counting and counting. Now, all these Sikh heroes, what were they known for? Maharaja Ranjit Singh, if I go into history, Hari Singh Nalwa, what were they known for? They were known for their valor. They were known for their pride. And let me tell you, Pakistanis were shit scared of Sikhs. They are still. They're very, very scared of Sikhs. They're scared of Sikh regiment. Now you have KPS Gill. Now these all have been great sons of India, and they have really set the benchmarks to a different level. Naib Subedar Mana Singh is still surviving and living, right? Now, when these six, this is what the six were known for. And world used to fear six. World used to fear six for their patriotism and for their diehard thing. Now, these Westerners do not like anything which is hard, which is resilient, which is nationalistic, which is patriotic, which is our friend. So what did they use? They got into this, or they brought the agenda of ISI, which is Khalistan. And slowly, slowly, what you are right, they're trying to paint every Sikh as Khalistani. While if you look at the Sikh community, they might be 0.1 to 0.2% people who believe in Khalistan. 99.99% of the Sikhs don't believe in Khalistan, especially in India. Sikhs don't believe in Khalistan. How can I say the progeny of Guru Nanak Ji, Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj? How can these people even talk of anti-India? How can these people even think of anti-India? That is what the Guru Devs were for. Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, Guru Gobind Singh Ji. It is unbelievable. These Khalistanis don't know about Indian history. And this Western media is very rightly pointed out, is trying to paint every Sikh as Khalistani. We have to fight every day. Say Khalistanis are those 0.1% janta. 99% of Sikhs are Khalsa and pure Sikhs. And let me tell you one thing. Khalsa jo hai na, Khalsa, wo kabhi Khalistani ho nahi sakta. Khalistani so janam bhi le, wo Khalsa ban nahi sakta. Ye sachchai hai bhai. Rada ji. Sir, you are on mute, sir.
Sorry about that. Radha Balamurali ji wants to know, when the politicians are openly sinning, why should we select them in a democratic way? Any other option?
Any other option is one, Radha ji. You see, I'll be a bit, I don't know how to put it. You see, people get the government which they want. Now, option is that there are people who have to leave their comfort zones. There are people who have to dedicate their life to the country. And what we can change, we cannot replace the politician with an alternate system. We have to replace the politicians with a different kind of politicians. You see, difference between a Dr. Manmohan Singh and difference between a Prime Minister Modi, both are politicians, same government, same setup, same things. But you see how Modi ji has delivered and how Manmohan Singh ji unfortunately messed up on a lot of things. So this is person driven. This is, you don't have to change the system. If you change the people, if the right kind of people come in politics, I think 80 to 90% of the problems will be sorted out. And the system has to refine and change. Amendments, constitutional amendments, legislative amendments, and all that has to be a way of life, because, you know, everything cannot be what was written 75 years back. No. With the evolution, with the changing times, things have to change, things have to evolve. And that is why, you know, BJP has been hinting of, if they get that kind of a majority, they're hinting of some constitutional changes, like one nation, one election needs a constitutional change. UCC, definitely you need some constitutional changes to be done, amendments to be done. But these things are for the good of the country. So change the people and keep an vision open for those changes or amendments, legally, constitutionally, as and when they are required. Like 370, fantastic change. So, you know, these things have to be there. We can't be said that, okay, whatever Dr. Ambedkar has written, we can't change it. And even Dr. Ambedkar was of the opinion that constitution should change, it should keep on evolving, it should keep on changing. That were the words of Dr. Ambedkar himself. So this is the Congress government who tried to make it, you know, those things cast on stone and cannot be changed. Hai, nahi hoga. Because that helped them to run their agendas. So send a different kind of people, and different kind of people should enter politics. And then keep on changing, we will be able to sustain. And France has changed its constitution 26 times, if I'm not wrong. And still they are living and surviving.
Thank you so much, Pawan Kishore ji. Do you foresee any revocation of Waqf Act and Temples Act in Modi 3.0?
Pawan ji, what my understanding on this is, first of all, namaskar to you. Pawan ji, what my understanding of this is, sir, that when you have the Uniform Civil Code in place, so there's nothing called a minority commission. If there's nothing called a minority commission, there's nothing called a minority. There's nothing called a majority. So there's nothing, there will be, when there's no minority commission, there's no need of a Waqf Act. So these all things will automatically get dismantled. You know, I'll give you an example. You are asking me, Sumit ji, will Kashmir ever have a right to education? Because before 370, there was no right to education. It was not a fundamental right. Now, I can tell you, yes, we have to change the constitution of Kashmir, we have to do this. Sir, Sumit ji, will if a Kashmiri girl marries out of Kashmir and marries to somebody in Delhi, will she get her property? Again, sir, we have to go back and change. So there were numerous such things which you have to go back and change the constitution, get a constituent assembly there, get a which was the assembly of the day, get the assembly, then pass the thing. But if you change one thing at the top, 370 and 35, baki sab khatam, finito, you don't need to change anything. Now everything gets null and void. So if we can change the fundamental things, uniform civil code and all, these all things will automatically get null and void. They don't stand now. Na? We have changed the premise. There were subsets of the earlier premise. So the premise has changed. Subsets automatically gets dismantled. So I think I have been able to answer your question. I tried to draw analogy between Kashmir before 370 and what is there. You change 370, 35, everything below that is gone. And likewise here, you go to UCC, this all will not be, this all will be not needed. I sincerely believe the money of temples should be given to the temples. And it should be, and temples should use it for Goshala, for, Vyayam Shalas, for Gurukuls, for Vedic Shiksha, for Sanskriti, culture, Bandaras, free education, free hospitals, and free Ayurvedic medicines, as per the money you have. Every temple, sir, should be an epicenter of well-being, economy and prosperity and brotherhood. That is what the temples traditionally have been, and that is how temples traditionally should be. And one other thing I want to appeal to everybody here, sir, with folded hands, my appeal to everybody who's watching this and who will watch this, we Hindus have to do one thing. You might be earning 1 lakh rupees, you might be earning 10 lakh rupees, you might be earning 50,000 rupees a month. Based on your capacity, identify 3, 4, 5 charities. Go to your bank account and set a mandate. 1100 rupees, zyada hai, 1000 more, 500 more, 101, 51. If people start, if let's say you are setting a mandate for 10 temples, 100 rupees, right? 1000 rupees. And if I have 1 lakh people doing that, or if I have 10 lakh people doing that, or if I have 1 crore people doing that, everybody can afford 100 rupees. Right? If we can start doing that, where the temples will be after some time. The situation of the temple ecosystem will completely change. The economics or the Sanatani economics will be revived. Everybody of us can afford this 100, 500, 1000 rupees a month. If you don't want to do 1000 rupees, you can even do 100, 100 into 10, 10 places. Khatam. Set a bank mandate, it will automatically go. So we can all do that. We all pay EMIs for cars, credit cards, this, that, either, other. Why not 1,000 rupees for 10 temples in your lifetime? I will support 11. 11 hamare achha number mana jata. 11 temples in our life. Let's do it. We can do the change. We can bring the change in 1 year, sir. I have the formula. I'm giving you the formula to bring the change. We can bring the change. It's a question of resolve, sir. Let's do that. Why should we be dependent on government? We can make our temples so strong that the world will envy them. And that is the capability of, look, Tirupati Balaji is the world's richest shrine. Jai Balaji. Mata Vaishno Devi is the second richest shrine in the world. If we have the capability of doing that, why only we have one Tirupati Balaji? Why only one Mata Vaishno Devi? Why can't we have them in every place? Right? And these are the things which we can do around the temples. It will be a fantastic idea. Just try it. Once it works, your life will change. Your energy will change. Everything around you is going to change. Namaskar.
Next question, please. Sarvani Tumuluri says, Sumitji, the thing you said about Gangadhar Nehru recently got exposed on Twitter by Vijay Patel. He showed RTI docs which say that the last Kotwal was a Muslim and not a Hindu. These are all dots that we are connecting. Please go ahead.
These are all the dots we are connecting. You see, unless and until the government bodies or somebody officially declares it, by that time, we can only do some guesswork. We can put things in the open media. We are not neither claiming, neither denying. What do we do? Unfortunately, we people neither don't claim, neither deny. We collect the dots, put them in the open media. Let the people decide. Let the authorities take a view of that. We are not saying this. We are not saying that. Let the people and authorities take a view of that. And, I saw the Vijay Patel's chain. And Vijay Patel does a fantastic work. I saw his chain. And, it looks logical to me as usual. And I think it must have looked that to 1 million people or maybe 100 million people. I don't know. Or maybe 500 million people, I don't know if they had the access to that kind of information, because the flow of the information was very logical. So yeah, what you rightly said, if the last Kotwal was a Muslim.
You know, they were so convinced that they were a superior race that there is just no way that a person who's like the chief of police of Delhi would be somebody other than somebody of their own clan. I'll give you another example, Sarvani ji. The prince of the king of the Nizam of Hyderabad, who finally demitted office, up until him, they got brides only from Turkey. No Indian Muslim was good enough.
Wow, I didn't know this. This is a new story. Yeah. Only from Turkey.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, bigoted. I mean, let's just say that they were so full of that we are superior race complex that there is just no way. This I'm talking about 1900s. He got married. The last guy who died as a Raj something. He had a titular post for Hyderabad after it was annexed. So this is just beyond us that, you know, that. Also, another topic that people have talked about, you know, when the partition was all the rage, right? And British went and conducted referendums all over India. For all the Muslims, would you like to stay in India or would you like to go to Pakistan? The interesting part is the people, Muslims who lived in Pakistan, what became Pakistan, they said no. But the people who lived in India, Muslims, like, for example, in the province of Madras, which is, you know, a bunch of Karnataka, part of Karnataka, part of Kerala, part of Tamil Nadu, part of Andhra, all these people, they said, yes, we want to go to a separate country. And not one of them left. Maybe a few left.
So I'll add on to what you are saying, sir. Kafi Azmi wrote a poem, or I've mentioned for P. Gurus earlier, Ab Ki Baar Eid Pakistan Mein. Sahir Ludhianvi, they both went to Pakistan. After some time, they were So they all went to Pakistan. They had all the praises for Pakistan. And you know, it is again a canard which is sold that, you know, India partitioned Pakistan. No. If you look at the Pakistani British archives, in 1857, there was a map of Pakistan. They had even named Pakistan in 1857. There are archives which are out there. So you can't say that India did it or whatever did it. Jinnah was only acting what the Britishers wanted him to do. And in a way, it is good for Jinnah that what he did, because otherwise it will be very difficult for us to, you know, manage so many liabilities, sir. Kahan manage karenge? Dekho na. You see the plight of Pakistan. Nothing to eat, sir. No atta, sir. No atta. They will export Atangwad, but no atta. That is what the Pakistan.
Someone look up Google, Uncle Google, and ask who was the president of Indian National Congress from 1939 to 1945. 1939 to 1945, the list of presidents that were there for Congress Party. You'll see a surprise. Let's go on to the next question. Any first one who puts it up, we'll put your name and mention it. Nitin Bharadwaj wants to know, an example for that is we have so many Sri Raghavendra Swami Math. What is the context here?
Context is that how we can, you know, enable the temples. Sir, what Nitinji, my submission here was, why are we happy with a few months, Shri Tirupati Balaji or Mata Vaishno Devi. Why can't we and your gali, muhalla, wherever you are, why can't our temple be that? You know what I in my apartment where I live, we got people together and we built a temple within the apartment. We didn't have a temple within the apartment. We built a temple within the apartment. And the temple is so beautiful. After that, the energy of the apartment has changed. You know, there's a Pujari ji, Pandit ji, which comes and does puja party, and now it has become also like a gathering point. A lot of ladies do this kirtan and havan and all. Then we have somebody who sells these foods and, you know, prashadam and all. So slowly now, I think on Hanuman Jayanti, our little temple within the society did a bandara for the people within the society. Now you see how you get together, and there were also people who came from outside. We did a bandara. So slowly, this culture rejuvenation is what will happen from the temple. I was very happy to see a lot of young kids, you know, those 13, 14 teens. They go every day evening to the temple and they do that parikrama, put the gel on Shivlinga, put a tilak and come back. So this makes you happy. But again, to do anything, my brother, everything needs money. Because without money, without funds, we can't achieve much. So that funds will not only come from a one-time donation. Every month, what can I contribute? 500, 1,000, 5,000, 5 lakhs. It will, maybe there are people who can even contribute 50 lakhs. But I'm talking of 500 or I can do 200. Let me do that 200. Let me do that 500. Let me do that 1,000. And do it regularly, not one time. Regularly, every month, you will say we will change the energy of Bharat. It's very important to change the energy of Bharat because we have enemies all around. The enemies we have spread across the whole world. So we have to evoke the energy of deity so that the energy of Bharat is protected and the Bhumi of Bharat is protected. Besides our armed forces and politicians, we are doing a fantastic work. Let's also get that Divya energy or Divya Shakti, revoked. And this has to happen at every nook and corner. We can't be happy with 200 such examples. I am looking for 200,000 such examples or 400,000 such examples. Mujhe 5 lakh chahiye, sir. 5 nahi chahiye, ya 50 nahi chahiye. That is the mission, sir.
Thank you. Hiran Basappa wants to know, you didn't tell us that who that young politician from Delhi spoke to Pannu.
Well, that and I will tell you one day. You have to wait for that. You will come to know. You will come to know and I will tell you.
Soham Paridaji wants to know, how Namo government will handle Muizu? He has become severe headache for India after his big win.
Muizu is not a big deal. What you see, right now we have, there are three things, my brother. First of all, we have to get strength in our economy. The economy has to keep on growing. You see, you must see our yesterday's episode on China, how China is kind of going down, down and down, while as India has to go up and up. We have to increase our defenses. We have to spend more money of internal security. First of all, strengthen your fortress. That is the first logic of the game. Strengthen your economy, strengthen your defense, put a lot of money on internal security and have the iron fist. Change the rules, change the laws, whatever you need to do. When you are strong enough, people like Muzu, I will only tell you one thing. Sea waters are rising and rising very fast. Baki jo Mahakal ki ichha. You know, water rising?
Global warming.
I want to go, sir. Global warming. So bad, na? Unfortunate. Mujhe bada sharm aata hai.
Pranesh Rangarajan wants to know, sir, by removing security from Five Eyes, can we leverage them to mind their own business, just like herd of sheep and goats outside Chinese embassy in Delhi?
No. You see, security, my brother Pranesh, security is a two-way sword. The wrong notion what we have about security is, let's say, for example, if I have security, if I have five people, who are always with me. Right? People fancy, oh, these people have security, they have those convoys and they're always escorted by people and it looks something, out of this world. But the problem, the other way of the security also keeps eye on you. Security is never, it's a two-way thing. Security will also keep an eye on you. They will know where you're going, whom you're meeting, where you're meeting, where your people are going. We should increase the security and basically, in a way, security also the surveillance. If I can be as candid as direct with you, security is not only protection, it's also surveillance. That is the byproduct of the security, right? So when we talk of these things, so I think we should rather increase the security for these five guys and we should give them at most security. And if they want some help in the embassy as well, we should also give them that help within the embassy if they want. You know what I mean? Shri sir will know what I mean. If they want help within the embassy, we should give them help within
them. Yes.
I'm also ready to volunteer.
Yeah, I had asked a question and answers are coming in. Magnet ji, your answer is, I think, correct. But at the same time, there is a more detailed answer. Just take a look at this one. Rajendra Prasad was in 1939, 1940 to 1946, Abdul Kalam Azad, and 1946 was Nehru. And you know where the thing turned, 1946. It should have been Patel. It's very sad because during that period, 1940 to 1946, Congress did everything to say that, look, we have a president who's a Muslim. What more do you want? Blah, blah, this, that. So somewhere I have read this. I don't have the documented evidence. Somewhere I have read this. And the Congress leaders were all discussing amongst themselves. and Sardar Patel was there in that group, they're saying, you know, isn't there a single nationalistic Muslim in our party? So Patel said, yes, there is. Nehru.
and Nehru had said, you know, I'm an accidental Hindu.
I'm a Hindu. Something, something by something, 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 something by something, something. I remember that.
I'm a Hindu, I'm a British by education, and I'm something by nature and all that. So, unfortunately, Congress had a series of disasters. And still they continue. And long live Rahul Gandhi ji. You know, Modi ji is very happy. He has an opponent like Rahul Gandhi.
I have a feeling 1939 was Subhash Chandra Bose. Maybe 38 and 39 was Subhash Chandra Bose, because what happened was Gandhi did not want Bose to come second time. And so they engineered an exit and Bose left the party. In fact, I'm an Englishman by education, Muslim by culture and Hindu only by accident.
Bingo. That is it. That sums it all. And this is not what we are saying or casting aspersions. This is what the legendary Nehruji had to say.
Next question, please. Auditor C wants to know, can we expect nationalization of corrupt politician assets from Modi 3.0?
I think, usually, I'll tell you one thing. When ED attaches your property or it goes into the government custody, it will take you a few generations to take it out of them. It doesn't come out of them. So, in a way, there's a time when the things will be decided in a court against you. Of course, we need judicial reforms. Then those properties have to be auctioned. Right? Even Dawood's properties got auctioned here. Agar Dawood ka hoga, to baaki kon khet ki moli hai? It has to be auctioned. Jisne desh se loota lootana padega. Modi ji ne kaha tha na, sir. It has to come back.
This has to become a tsunami, guys. I know a friend of mine who bought a Dawood property under auction, but he has been threatened. There, he can see it, but he can't go and use it. It's not easy.
I have an option for that. Let's say you have a property for Dawood Ibrahim or anybody like that. What you should do, you should dismantle it, build a government building on it, and give it to the government officers to use. Give it to make it a police station, give it to CRPF, give it to ITBP. Like Praful Patel has an 8-storied property in Mumbai. Prime, thousands of crores of the property. 4 stories are attached by the ED. And ED is running their office from there. Kiraya bhi nahi dena padta. They're smart. You have so many government establishments. Rather than auctioning it, use it for government use. Let government use it. Rather than nationalizing it, they should be used for government activities. Correct. Government has so many activities, so many offices, and all, they should be used for government activities. That is the best way to do it. If somebody has a big, let's say, farmland, we can turn that into organic farmland and make it up a horticulture university or something, give that to some university for their experimenting and whatever. So there are various ways what you can utilize the property. We don't have to auction it. Let the property be owned by the government. You know, government ki thi na, sir. It was of the nation. Nation will own it back. Why to even take money from somebody for this? No. Government has so many of uses. We need the land for so many things. Government can use it, and that will increase the enhancement and increase the balance sheet of the government, which is not a bad idea. When you have so many assets coming to your balance sheet, so you get them for free, focat, you have recovered your money, and now on increased valuation, your balance sheets will look better. So this is the idea what you should do. Why to auction? Keep it with you, utilize it productively for national good. That's the option we always have.
Thank you so much, Sumitji. And with that, we conclude our Ask Sumit session. Please like, share and subscribe to our channel. Don't forget to click on the bell button for notifications. Namaskar. Jate jate. Har har Mahadev.
Ji sir. Now, what I would also request, like, share and subscribe, brothers and sisters, please, because we need your likes, we need your subscriptions. And sharing on WhatsApp group helps a lot, because usually on a WhatsApp group, we have like-minded people. So, you know, the message goes bigger. But that's what we need. On that note, and with that hope that you will help us as always, Bharat Mata ki jai, Vande Mataram, and Har 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 Mahadev.